Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. At this time, the call is being recorded.
Okay, great. Hey, Julie, if this is Ray, if you could go ahead and do a quick roll of who is all on the call.
Sure, I will. Thank you very much, Ray. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. On the call today, we have Ray Fassett, Ron Andruff from the work team. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Robert Hogarth, Gisela Gruber-White, and Julie Hedlund.
Okay, so to confirm, there right now are two members of the work team on the call?
That's correct, Ray.
Okay, great. As I intimated on our email list earlier, just not long ago, I unfortunately have developed a hard stop conflict in about 7-8 minutes, which would leave, in terms of work team participation, Ron Andruff, who was also joining remotely from Vancouver, which is probably a little difficult for him. So Avery gave her regrets that she would likely not be able to join today due to a conflict as well. Tony Holmes has been rather silent over the past couple of weeks. I think we need to start pinging him to see get him back into the loop here. He was a valuable member to our team. But to the point, I am going to recommend that we reschedule our call today to next week, same time, and pick up there. Is there any objection to that, Ron?
Not for me, Ray. I support that recommendation.
All right. Thank you very much. Wolf is not on. I'm a little surprised. Did Wolf give his regrets as well?
Julie, I think he did not, but he does have a conflict with another call. He was going to be on this call, but perhaps seeing that it looked like we might be postponing this call, perhaps he's joined the other one.
All right, I have one urgent matter of housekeeping I think we absolutely have to cover here, my neglect here. And Costello, you're on the call, right? Glenn's not
on
the call, right?
Yes,
okay.
I'm on the call.
We need to nail down, and I'm going to go with Ron's recommendation early they put on the list. I think all we needed was one on the work team to kind of come forward and say, yeah, we'd like to have an in-person meeting in Nairobi. And one person did, so that's enough for me. So I think we need now to confirm with Glenn that we would like that space that made available to us on Sunday. I understand it's going to cause conflicts for some in our work team, but I'd like to now take that formal step. Can you notify Glenn that we need to do that, Casella?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now it comes down to what our agenda maybe for Nairobi, but we can work on that. And I think aren't there new procedures? Can anybody inform me real quick? Aren't there new procedures with regards to these ICANN public meetings where we have to, like, now submit information ahead of time for ICANN to post or something? Is anybody familiar with this?
Ray, this is Julie. For those meetings that go on to the schedule, the agenda of the meeting needs to be posted ahead of time. Gisela, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that we do have to submit a meeting sort of notice for each scheduled meeting, and that needs to include the topics that will be discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct. It needs to go up onto the main meeting schedule, which is on the ICANN website. So in order to do so, we do need the information ahead of time.
And now there are deadlines to this, right? It's February 15th for some reason. I think I saw an email from Glenn. I don't know why that date is sticking in my head for this, but is that right? Is there like a deadline we have to like submit this by?
February 15th may be actually for the meetings itself. I will get the deadline for the agenda to you,
okay.
Ray.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, for us, it won't be difficult. I think, you know, obviously the SOI DUI will be on there. Likely the abstention procedures will be on there. There is this issue of coming up with a permanent procedure for what the council approved as an interim procedure to board seat 13. That's a hot one for us, too, to look at approving.
Ray, this is Julie. If I
might
suggest, if you could send a message to the list when you get a chance saying that we will have a face-to-face meeting in Nairobi and copy Glenn, because I believe she's coordinating these and trying to make sure that the time does not conflict with other scheduled meetings. And if you even just put tentative agenda items in that message, that would be enough, I think, for us to be able to get the information posted.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. I will do that today. That's a good idea. So any objection to those three things I just mentioned? We can always add to the agenda later. Of course, we'll put any other business in there. So, but that's a good suggestion. That should do it for us, for Nairobi.
And Ray, this is Julie again. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I did get a message from Wolf Ulrich. He said he was having difficulty getting on this call. He didn't have, I think, the correct passcode for something.
No, I just cut in. So.
Did you? Okay, very good. I wasn't looking at the meeting view. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hello, Wolf. Thanks for joining.
Hello, Ray.
Okay, so we have a relatively low participation of work team members today, although we have held meetings with three. We've decided, Wolf, I think we're going to go ahead and postpone this meeting to next week, mostly because I have to drop off here now. It's down
okay.
to 2 minutes.
Okay.
I have to. Okay, so we'll postpone it next week, but you know, I'm going to stretch it a little bit here. We've decided that we're going to go ahead and have a Nairobi in-person meeting, okay? And I don't think we have a time block yet for ourselves, but I'm going to go ahead and inform Glenn that we do want to have a time slot, and then I'll put a brief agenda that has to do with the SOI DOI documents, the probably something to do with the abstention procedures and the status of those, and then three would be has to do with the Board Seek 13 interim procedures that the council approved, and we want to double back now and look for a permanent procedure and discuss that. So that's where we're at. So I think you're up to speed now, Wolf. I have another point to make here is I have looked through those comments that Ron and Samantha have done. There's yeah. one particular issue that I would like to spend a couple of minutes on, and it has to, and I see both sides to this. It's Samantha's point, basically, that there has to be some allowance for confidentiality, and this is in regards to people's electronic statement of interest form being published publicly.
Uh-huh.
And Ron comes back with, well, you know, we really need these stringent rules. You know, and I think Ron's point, if I can just say it in sort of layman terms, is, you know, we've been dealing with this issue for years, and now what we're doing now is we want to swing that pendulum the other direction, but it's just been swung the other way far too long, and a frustration to many. I see both sides of that, what Samantha's bringing out and then what Ron's bringing out. I'm kind of leaning towards Ron's direction of the pendulum, to be honest. Now, real quick, Wolf, what are your comments? And Ron, have I characterized that okay for you?
No, you have, and if I would just put an addendum on that, saying that my point of view was, let's test it. Let's test it on ourselves and see if we feel uncomfortable. You know, like I haven't done the test myself, but
if we just
run ourselves through the process as we've originally outlined it, and if it does feel a little bit uncomfortable, then maybe we want to, you know, scale it back a little bit. But if in fact we go through it and say, you know, that wasn't so painful, and I'm not embarrassed or uncomfortable having this information public, then, you know, I think that would be as good a test as any.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is a good idea. I will do that by the time of our next call. I would ask that Wolf do that, and I would ask that if anybody, we make that an action item, Julie.
Right,
for,
no, exactly. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, make that an action item as a follow to our call. Attach this document again to it, Julie, and then state as an action item. Everybody is to complete, what is it, section 3.3? Is that basically it? Complete the steps. What, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps, right?
Yes.
Okay, so everybody should take a stab at completing those five steps and then share on our next call what our experiences were in doing that. And then I have a related issue to this, too, that I want Ron to think about and Wolf and others. Now, there are people that contact ICANN privately with their concerns or their questions or their issues. And how does that fall into all this? You know, ICANN doesn't, and then, you know, how does it, you know, how does, I'm just curious on this one. How does that fall in? People contact ICANN privately.
No, but that, Chair, this is this Ron speaking. It's not that. It's more about when we're sitting in meetings or sitting in public rooms, and Wolf brought up a comment earlier today about how will this actually function in a public meeting? The idea here is simply to say that when people are speaking about ICANN or raising their issue towards ICANN in public environments, then they need to be able to clarify, or it needs to be clarified somewhere, in which capacity they're speaking. You know, so often you'll hear people go up to the microphone, you know, as an example myself, I'm Ron Andra from RNA Partners, member of the business constituency. However, today I'm speaking in my personal capacity, or I'm speaking on behalf of my company, or I'm speaking on behalf of the BC. You see, those are the – this is –
So in a public environment, that's what this is about. So the scope of this is relative to a public environment.
Exactly. Now, on the, you know, we have those the GNSO briefing meeting that takes place on the Saturday or the Sunday before the ICANN meeting gets underway. Same story there. A lot of different people speaking at the microphones. Some are counselors. Some are just members of constituencies. Some are not members of any constituency, but they happen to be involved with ICANN for some way or another. In those cases, it's the same thing. We're asking them just to, you know, so the chairperson starts the meeting by saying, anyone, you know, we trust everyone's statement of interest or declarations of interest are up to date, and please, if there's been any change to your declaration or statements, let us know before you speak. So it's really something about just putting people on the hot seat to make sure that they're not trying to obfuscate, you know, the position they're coming from, but rather they're being very candid about it.
Ron DeWall speaking. So I would agree to that. So for me, it was only the question, so, well, how it is going to function, as you said. So that means it should be manageable and should be said in really briefly, so that anybody can understand, you know, where the origin of the person is who is speaking. That's all about. So I wouldn't like to formalize that, but some points should be said at that moment. That's all. I would agree as well.
And that's really that it becomes part and parcel of every, you know, of every time. But there's going to be some training and development activities, I believe, as we've been talking over this time about how we develop leadership within the organization as a whole. And so part and parcel with that will be when you chair a meeting, this is how you will start the meeting. You'll take a roll call, you'll do this and that, and then you'll also ask for SOI, DOI statements or updates. And that way, it just what we're doing is we're just holding people accountable to, you know, making a moment in the meeting where we say, you know, you have an opportunity here to tell us for whom you're speaking. And if no, and someone doesn't declare themselves, and it comes out after the fact that, well, just a second here, you know, you were advocating this position, but you didn't declare your interest in this. This is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the embarrassment factor should be kicking in, and we should be able to hold people accountable. And that's why I'm an advocate for making a stronger statement than a weaker statement, because while it's true, people might be uncomfortable putting – it may be true people are uncomfortable putting too much data in there. On the other hand, this is a very open and transparent process called ICANN, and we have to live by those rules. Everyone has to.
I mean, I'm going to share with you just it's really kind of been annoying me lately, and I don't mind it as being recorded. But, you know, ever since the ICANN signing of the Affirmation of Commitments – anytime somebody has a position that happens to be, then they want to present that position now. It just seems to me, and it could be just me, but the first thing, it doesn't represent the public interest. It doesn't represent whatever it may be. You know, has ICANN is done what they need to do to represent the public interest. When really, it's sort of a guise of whatever they're. That person's interest really is, you know.
Yeah. Putting up a smoke screen.
putting up a smoke screen. And this is now happening so over and over. It's starting to become nauseous to me, to be honest with you. So this is, I think, to Ron's point. I mean, you don't just say because you know it has to do with the public interest, as if you're representing the public interest in your view.
Right.
What you're not disclosing is that you are, You are under hire by somebody who wants you to present that position for their own gain, whatever it is. But has everybody else seen this now? It seems like anything now that ICANN wants to move or do on or make an action on, somebody brings up the public interest.
Yeah. Well, I've been observing it as well, Ray. You're not alone.
Okay. So I think in part that's what this is. But then there's nothing back to point to say, well, you know, look, Mr. Smith. We know, you know, I mean, who you're affiliated with. Is this really about the serving the public interest or not? And without a statement out there of what your affiliations are or what your motivations are, I think it's causing harm. I think it's causing confusion and bogging things down, to be honest with you. I mean, ICANN is constantly being accused that it can't get things done. It's always bogged down. I think we, you know, this is part of that in a small way, but part of that. Or am I completely offline?
No, I agree with you, Chair.
Okay. So anyway, I'm at a hard stop now. I've stretched a little bit. I'm going to ask that we end the recording, adjourn the call. Now, with that said, there's nothing to prevent the you guys on this call now to go ahead and spend another 15, 20 minutes and just talk about things relevant to our subject matter. So
I would, Chair, if I may, this is Ron, I would suggest that we postpone only because the more minds we can bring around something, it's always a healthier way to approach this. And if it's just Will Fuller and I on the call, I'm not sure how much ground we'll be able to cover today. So from my point of view...
In addition, there's a call in parallel, which I will join right now.
Okay, I'm not in disagreement. Then one last thing I have for Ken Bauer. Are you all set now with your call to action, so to speak, of continuing on with Samantha on the abstentions issue? And I take, Ken, your comments to mean that Samantha has answered in lieu of Dan, right?
Yes, I believe that's correct. And, yes, I feel properly instructed. Thank you for your note. The ball's in my court, and I'll get you guys something as soon as we can.
Okay, and the idea here is to still get it in front of the OSC in time for to be in front of the council as part of Nairobi, right?
Yeah, but if we're going to send a motion into the council, then it needs to be to them 8 days ahead of time.
Yes.
All right, so let's just keep working on that, okay?
Yes, sir.
That means...
Okay, that's me. Got to run, guys. Let's please end the recording and adjourn the meeting.
Thank you very much, Ray.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.